Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
God,
they never let poor Rudy.
Rudy.
Reindeer game.
Then one. Where's the old boy today, Rudy?
The old boy? He's in his kennel.
Is he? You got to meet Norman and Millie last night.
Yes, that was awesome.
You stopped over and got to see the doodles.
Those dogs are spoiled.
And they went to the groomer today.
Oh.
Yes.
So they look different.
Yes, they do. They didn't have to shave them completely, but they get a little, well, you saw them. They're a little ragged.
Big and curly.
Yes.
And so, thick, matted hair.
You were at my house last night. We had a meeting.
We had a manager's meeting.
Is that what it was?
Pre-production manager's meeting.
It was a pre-Christmas party meeting, I think it was.
That's what it was.
I wasn't invited to this meeting.
Sorry. Yeah,
exactly.
Sorry, Daniel.
Yep. And so at the meeting that we had, Duke was there. Yes, the Duchess was there. And you and I had a
the owner
little,
and his wife.
Little after.
Yeah, well, I just live a short distance from where the meeting was held.
Yes.
The meeting place. And so
meeting place.
And then you followed. You didn't steal anything, did you? Like from the house? I'll have to check. Make sure nothing.
What would be stolen?
I don't know. I didn't think it would take anything, but I'll have to.
Take anything?
You weren't trying to do a news story, were you? Hidden camera?
No.
I don't have cameras in my house.
No, I didn't take anything.
I'm just kidding, Mike. It was a lot of fun to have you over after all these years.
It's the first time I've been invited after all these years. Jeepers. Your dogs are needy.
Yes, they are, aren't
Your
they?
Your dogs are very needy.
They are.
Norman and Millie.
Yeah, in and out.
Needy Norman and...
Yes.
Something that is alliterative with mm-hmm. Millie.
Mm-hmm. Cute dogs, though.
Oh, yeah. Cute. Big dogs. They nuzzle a lot. They're just at the right height to nuzzle. 4 o'clock four-pack brought to you by Extreme Pizza Kitchen. Oh, we have to give away pizza, Pinto. Come up with an idea before the end of the four-pack. Top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. And don't be hurt that you didn't get invited, because we really didn't think about it. It's not like we thought about it and said, no, we just didn't even think about you. Number four.
The custodian was there, though. He had a good time.
Woo! We were whooping it up till all hours. Had to be here at 5:30. Number four in the four-pack. A couple in the Twin Cities could face neglect charges after deputies say they found the infant in a car outside a bar. Randolph, Minnesota, the Red Diamond Saloon. The parents pulled up their car, locked the doors, kept the car running, kept the kid in the car, then went into the Red Diamond Saloon for 45 minutes.
3 months old.
3 months old.
They, according to the sheriff in Dakota County, the parents said that they were inside for just a few minutes, but witnesses say the baby was in the car for 45 minutes, maybe an hour. Deputies responded and confronted the parents as they came out of the Red Diamond. And the baby's now in the care of relatives at this point until they decide whether to file charges. Now, when you were...
Your mind went right where my mind went in this story. Right where it went.
Now, when you were a youngin',
yep.
Did you ever get, oh, dad maybe take you someplace and he'd run in for a minute?
Yep. It happened.
Yeah. Me too.
Yep.
Not in the winter, and I don't think I was 3 months old.
I was probably, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 maybe.
Yeah.
You know, old enough to sit in a, let's just say a Caprice Classic station wagon outside of the Carlos Municipal Liquor Store. For an example, just now, not saying that happened, with the Twins game on the old AC Delco radio, while Stu ran in to say, I got to go see Junior in there for a second. I'll be right back out.
For a second.
Yep. And
how many innings later?
Well, Herb Cardiel kept me company a couple of times.
Yeah. I was there in the Mercury, the Pontiac, the Travelall. But it was usually, it wasn't winter.
No.
It was a summer. And, you know, Twins baseball kept me occupied. And in those days, really, people didn't worry about a kid sitting in a car.
It was Carlos, Minnesota in my case.
People come out and they'd bring you refreshments, and maybe a pop and peanuts and maybe a beef jerky.
Beer nuts in my case,
yeah. So it used to happen, but this was a 3-month old and it's winter. But if the car had stalled,
Yes.
It was about 20 degrees, according to the report.
There might be some issues going on in this family. That's all I'm saying.
They're thinking about charging.
Yes.
I would bet they might.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention this on the air today, and I have not mentioned it on the air yet. I did put it on the Facebook earlier. My mother, speaking of my dad,
my mother, Olga,
86 years young today. December 13th, my mother is 86 years old today. So I, on the air, wanted to say happy birthday, Mom, if you're listening down there in Maple Grove.
She might be on the app. She's got the app.
She's got the app.
Sure.
She's on the Facebook.
Is she?
Oh, yeah, she's got the app.
She is. She's on Facebook?
Olga is on Facebook,
at 86.
Absolutely, yes.
So there's still,
so she can,
I've got time.
So she can send me messages that say, hi, haven't heard from you in a while. Love you. Wondering what you're up to.
There's still time for me to get on that.
Yes, there is.
Well, happy birthday, Olga.
Yes, happy birthday, Olga.
Happy birthday.
I had to prompt him to say that.
I know. We still upset.
I'm waving. Pinto, psst, Pinto, say it.
I'm still a little upset about last night.
He's still upset. He didn't get invited to the meeting.
86, Pinto. You're not going to live to be 46 at this rate.
You know, some part-time
employees. I don't know what that means.
Part-time employees were there last night, boy. That's for the other stations.
Those street teamers are good folks.
I can't believe Daniel didn't get an invite.
Didn't even talk about it, really. Number three in our list, Jurgi, big old bison game tomorrow. Coastal Carolina, 11 a.m. You can hear it right here on the mighty 790 KFGO. As we understand it, the point spread is 14 points in favor of the Bison. In fact, somebody texted in and said, Mike, the point spread opened at 21, but when the news about Bowl came out, it went down to 14.
It's the Daffodils, right? Isn't that their name? Clydesdales? What?
The Chandeliers. Oh. Or, I'm sorry, the Chandeliers.
The Chandeliers.
No, the Chanticleers. The Chanticleers.
I talked to a famous sports writer today who was in the building, and he's feeling pretty good about the Bison's chances. He said he said, well, he's a guy that's hoping for a new parking spot downtown, he said, but that's kind of unrelated. But he said, being around the team this week, you know, 5-6 days ago, he didn't know, but he thinks that that NDSU will do well tomorrow. They'll win big.
Well, said famous sports writer, though, can't get too close to the team because the practices are closed now.
Well, I know.
And I think said famous sports writer has been rather miffed about that now for about, 12 or 13 weeks since it happened.
He's feeling good about their chances.
I'm sure that he is.
He's close, still close to the team.
He is still close to the team. Number two, and this is not a funny subject, Colorado, Jurgi. Was it Littleton?
Well, near Littleton.
Near Littleton,
Centennial, Colorado. It's not far from Littleton. It's a Denver suburb, not far from that theater complex where we had the shooting. We all remember Columbine in 1999. There was a school shooting, high school today. At least one student, perhaps two, shot. The gunman, said to be a student by CBS and other news sources and Denver media, turned the gun on himself, died of a self-inflicted gunshot. Student was wounded when one of the students who was hospitalized was wounded when he confronted the gunman, according to early reports now. There's a briefing underway now in outside the school.
Mm-hmm. The sheriff is speaking right now.
Another injured student while they were securing the school. One student, at least, was taken in serious condition, the latest reports we have. There was some video there of students coming out of the school with essentially their hands above their heads, mm-hmm, because police didn't know who was who at that point, I'm sure. This is 8-9 miles east of Columbine High School in Littleton. It was 12 students and a teacher killed in 1999. So a school shooting, it's under control, gunman dead. At least one student, perhaps two, wounded.
Number one, let's end on an upper note. An upper note? A happier note. A better note. It was party day. What is that? What do you have there?
This is from someone who didn't, a listener who felt bad they missed the party today. He came in about an hour ago. Well, the party was from 6 to 9, and we had people here beyond 9.
A.M., yes.
Yes, and we had people, maybe he thought it was 6 p.m.
to
9
p.m.
We had people here before 6, and we had people here beyond 9, which was, it was a nice turnout. Several hundred our people think about 800, perhaps, based on the number of coffee mugs and that stuff. But this listener felt very bad that he'd missed the party. So he brought us, me.
Yeah, us being you.
A case of Ham's beer.
Look at that.
Well, it's a 30-pack.
But there's not 30 there, is there?
There's 15 left.
So the listener took or pounded 15 hams?
I think there's 15 gone.
There's 15 gone of the 30-pack, and he gave you half a case?
He drove up and drove away. I didn't see him, but he felt bad that he didn't make
the
party.
Do I know this listener?
No, I don't. I didn't see him. It was just brought in by...
It was an anonymous listener?
Yeah.
Came in and gave you 15 cans of hams.
Cold.
Well, how do they... You know they're meant for you.
I don't...
Maybe they're meant for me.
Someone brought them in into the news center. I would certainly share.
One with me, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jurgi. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Born in the land of sky blue waters.
Oh, yes, they are. Hams, the beer refreshing.
Brewed in one true family tradition from... purest water and choices barley, malt, grain, and hops. So we appreciate that. And Mr. Wright, Mrs. Wright, our owner.
Yes.
Group was here from Wisconsin. They're very pleased with the TFGO party.
Hams.
That was another setup, wasn't it? No. You guys.
No. Huh. And someone asked Mr. Wright and Mrs. Wright, the ownership, whether they do this kind of thing in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
This listener party, appreciation party. And they said, no, but we're going to start.
Very nice.
And hams.
God, and they'll be refreshing.
They'll be back for the June picnic.
Oh, good.
Yes.
And I get to burn all my arm hair off. And my eyebrows and eyelashes and nose hairs and everything else get burned in the summer picnic. Yeah. All right,
you got to have that sport coat back by about 5.
It's not a rental. So,
it's
this
not.
Is the one sport coat I own, Jurgi. I got a lot of compliments on this today.
Sorry I didn't wear the Christmas tie.
Well, you said you were going
it
to
It just
last
didn't
night.
Look right with the KFGO logoed white shirt. I see we were wearing the same shirt today. Well, not the same shirt. We each have one.
A similar shirt.
Yes. So it was a lot of fun, and we appreciate all the listeners turning on. So,
you bet. All someday right. We'll talk about the picture that's in your house, hanging in your house.
Oh, from the lake?
Yes, that picture.
Oh,
yes.
You saw that. That's
yes.
My son, one of my sons and two nephews.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay. It's in the bathroom.
Yes, it's in the bathroom. Yes. Three little boys. That's all I'll say.
Standing around a tree.
Standing around a tree. Yes, it's some full moons out there at Blanche Lake out there in Otter Tail County.